too many of.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
That's correct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app. Or you know something? Just sit in the chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And you take Devil Radio, your favorite shows, with you 24/7 wherever you go. Also, while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. To more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day, undermining our elections, undermining our democracy, spreading Trump's big lie. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the two signals going out that stick up for our democracy, stick up for our elections. Well, we got a lot to talk to and talk about, and I'm going to talk about Ukraine right now. Ukraine. The Russians have just sent a flotilla into the Black Sea. You know, they're trying to pincer Ukraine. The Black Sea is to the south in the Sea of Azov of Ukraine. In the north in Belarus, they've covered the border of the troops. Then to the east, they've covered in the south. They're bringing in their ships. And you can't get into the Black Sea unless you go through Istanbul, the Dardanelles. Requires Turkey's permission. It gives permission. Unfortunately, NATO ships have withdrawn from the Black Sea as of the early part of January, and now there are more than 30 Russian ships in there. And here's what they're doing. They're very sneaky. That what they say is, we're conducting naval gunfire exercises so there can't be any shipping. It's too dangerous. And then they have closed down about half of the Black Sea, the whole part around Ukraine. They don't dare do it on the part on other countries. What they're doing is blockading Ukraine economically, and half of Ukraine's exports are sent out through the Black Sea. That's what they're doing. I want to give you a very quick history. You knew it at the time. Many people have forgotten it. I'm going to give it to you right now. Back in 2004, there were two guys named Viktor. One, Viktor Yushchenko, the good guy, pro-EU, pro-US. The other one, Viktor Yanukovych, he was Putin's pawn. So I'll refer to him as Putin's pawn, and the other guy, pro-Western. In September of 2004, the good guy who was pro-Western was ahead in the polls, and he was poisoned by dioxin. Putin poisoned him. He was taken to Vienna, and it was a kind of dioxin that is not manufactured in Ukraine, but is in Russia. It left him in very heavy pain, and his face is permanently disfigured. Go online. It's kind of shocking what he looks like. There was a runoff November 21st of 2004, and the good guy, the pro-EU guy, won 53-44. That's what the exit poll showed. But the official tally was that the Putin guy won 49.5 to 46.0. It turned out that Putin had tampered with the server, falsified the vote, changed the vote so that when they were counted, they showed his guy's vote. There's a thing called the Orange Revolution. There was a new runoff. And the pro-Western, pro-EU guy who'd been poisoned did win 52-44. There is a Russian operative named Oleg Deripaska. You may remember him. He was one of Trump's people. Hired Paul Manafort. You may remember him. He was Trump's campaign manager. This is in 2004, by the way. To help the Putin candidate. Manafort was the guy, as I say, that managed Trump in 2016. So in 2010, the next election over there, the Putin guy won it, took it away from the poisoned guy, the pro-Western guy. Two Ukrainian pro-Putin oligarchs backed him financially. And Manafort had right-wing U.S. journalists write favorable pro-Putin guy articles. Josh Shapiro was one of them. In the next election, the pro-Putin guy ran against a woman named Yulia Tymoshenko. You may remember her. She was very good. His the election occurred. It appeared to have been rigged, but there was no proof like before. So the pro-Putin guy then took power. He immediately locked up Yulia Tymoshenko for, quote, fraud, end quote, without defining him. The U.S. and the EU condemned it. While he was in office, the pro-Putin guy stole $40 billion from Ukraine over 3 years. He lived in an opulent palace estate. It was half the size of Monaco. In 2013, to repay Putin, he stopped an EU trade agreement that the Ukrainians wanted at Putin's urging. Their mass protests and his police, Putin's backed police, killed 17 demonstrators. It was a revolution. The pro-Putin guy fled for his life to Moscow. And he asked Putin to invade Ukraine, his own Ukraine. 2014, Putin said yes and invaded and took Crimea. He also hacked Ukraine's election reporting system and in 2016 hacked its power grid. He also hacked our election in 2016. He also poisoned a guy with polonium in London. He also murdered a guy in Berlin. There were then sweeping EU and US sanctions. Putin wanted the sanctions lifted in 2016 without giving up Crimea. And he said, boy, if only I had a friend in the White House. And in 2016, Trump was elected. Now, Zelensky got in the next election. He didn't have any experience. He's a very good guy. He's a very tough guy. But here's what's happening over in Ukraine right now. I don't think that Putin invades. I don't think he has to invade. He already has invaded. He's taken Crimea. He's effectively taken the Donbass region by sending in Russian forces in plain clothes. They're Russian forces. They killed 14,000 Ukrainians. Now he shut down the Black Sea with a blockade, so half of Ukraine's exports can't go. He wants another pro-Putin guy in there who will shoot protesters, steal another $40 billion, and shut down trade agreements with the EU. That is what is going on. So when the Republican Party stands up for Putin, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that is treason. That is treason. In 1937, in the late 30s, when Hitler went into Czechoslovakia and McMillan caved and said, that's fine. And then, of course, Hitler went into Poland and there was a world war. Putin isn't Hitler. He doesn't have concentration camps the way Hitler did. But he's an authoritarian and a fascist. And let me tell you something. The Republican Party now is a fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party. I don't say that lightly. I'm going to say this, though, again. The word is overused. Teenagers use it. My father is such a fascist, he grounded me because I was late for curfew. That's not what we are talking about. Fascism has no ideology other than theft, fraud, intimidation, and murder. It doesn't have any, whether it's mistaken or not mistaken, any overarching platform. It's simply steal what you can, murder everybody in your way, use the laws to get in, and then stay in by murder and theft. That is what fascism is. That is what the Republican Party is. And I'm not saying that lightly. It espouses violence. Trump introduced violence into our politics in 2016 for the first time since the Civil War. He said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed, and that the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of her. Then when the Secret Service, if you and I said that about Trump when he was president, you'd be arrested. When they talked to him, they didn't have the guts to arrest him because he was a Republican nominee. He said, by take care of her, I just mean they should vote. And they let him off. They always let this guy off. They keep letting the guy off for some reason. Merrick Garland's letting him off. People are letting the guy off. Anyway, then you have the January 6th insurrection. Five people died. Police officers were beaten up. One of them, the guy that was thrown on the ground and was about to be kicked to death, and he said, I have four kids, and they spared him. A couple of people guarded him. Cops were beaten mercilessly. They were dragged down the stairs and their heads were bouncing off the stairs. One guy had his head crushed. He was screaming. A woman was shot. Another woman was trampled to death. That's violence. Ron Johnson stood up for that. He said he would have been, those are just a bunch of guys letting off steam, he said. I would have been worried if it was Black Lives Matter slipping the racial thing into it. That didn't happen in Black Lives Matter. Not only that, the Republican National Committee said that the January 6th Commission was persecuting people who were engaged in legitimate political activity. That's the Republican National Committee. Let me tell you how that's formed. I was once on the Democratic National Committee. It's all the state party chairman and vice chairman. It's people elected by the party to be delegates to the committee based on the population of the state, governors and big city mayors and that kind of thing. A cross-section of the Republican Party said those words. The people in the Republican Party that are sticking up for democracy are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And every once in a while, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins stick a toe in the water and then jump out. There's nobody of high stature. And look, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are very high stature in my eyes. But what I'm talking about is statewide office, governor, senator. Larry Hogan of Maryland is the closest. But he's not a real charismatic individual. Who gets up there and calls this out and says that Trump is lying. The Republican National Committee is a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party and calls them out. You take a look at the history I just gave you of Ukraine since 2004. A leading candidate poisoned by Putin. He poisoned a guy in London. We have no ships in the Black Sea. They're shutting down Ukraine. It's time right now to start imposing economic sanctions, not just because, oh, well, when I send soldiers into Ukraine, I put them in plain clothes, so therefore that's okay. Putin is a danger, he's a menace. He's also afraid for his own safety. The only way you get succeeded as a fascist dictator is to be murdered by another fascist dictator, and he knows that. The time is to squeeze them and squeeze them bad and squeeze them hard economically right now and beef up our forces in the Mediterranean, which Biden is doing. Very glad to see it. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.